Jeffrey's finally going to give this self-improvement thing a try. Day one, his goal is to meditate and journal and lift weights and do cardio and get 30 minutes of sunlight and stretch and journal and meditate and go to the gym and eat clean and get to 10K a month and get 5 girlfriends. Wait, Jeffrey, are you sure this is reasonable, Jeffrey? You're not making up for the years that you've been a complete loser, are you? Ugh, Jeffrey. He ends the day with none of his boxes ticked. Adonis. Adonis understands the secret to being consistent. He doesn't let his ego get in the way of reasonable progress. Day in and day out, Adonis gets a little bit better. It's not much at first, and a lesser man would think that he's wasting his time. But as the months turn into years, Adonis is unrecognizable. He becomes like a superior man amongst all the Jeffreys his age. This is your future. Before we dive into this, make sure that you're subscribed to this channel and leave a like because it'll help with the YouTube algorithm. Let's do this. Today, we're helping Jonah, who wrote this post. I'm consistent at being not consistent. How do you get out of the cycle where you're consistent for a few days or weeks and then it just turns into a bum for weeks or even months? Basically, you're consistent and then you relapse hard. This happens to me a lot, where I make a lot of progress, then suddenly I just get into a cycle of on and off good and bad habits. My brother has the top comment and he replied and said, suffered from the same problem, here's how I solved it. Journal about your worst three qualities / habits, e.g. you're fat, watch porn too much, and play video games every day. Pick the one that's doing the most harm to you right now. Depending on your goals, it could be any of these three, but let's say it's the fact that you play video games all day. Stop doing that habit entirely, but keep doing the rest. After a few weeks, you will have overcome video games without even feeling like it was hard because you only made one change to your life rather than trying to fix everything. Once you've mastered that, then move on to the next worst habit. Do this again and again, and you're essentially leveling yourself up every day. By focusing on just one thing rather than everything, it becomes much easier to stay consistent. That's 100% true. A lot of guys, when they get onto this journey from going from Jeffrey to Adonis, they've got so many bad habits they want to get rid of. And the problem is, that's just too hard. Think about getting rid of a bad habit, kind of like going to the gym and lifting heavy weights. You stopping this bad habit right now is weight in the gym that's too heavy for you. Like, for example, let's say NoFap. Getting onto NoFap and not jacking off is like 120 kg bench press. You can't bench that. You're not strong enough just yet. So, if you attempted it, you'd fail. And not only would you fail, but it would actually kind of like scare you. It would take up your mental bandwidth. It would almost feel like a full-time job, like you're thinking about it all the time. You're anxious about it. That's what trying to quit too many things or trying to expect too much does to you. Too many guys getting onto this journey have this weird ego where they think that they can just quit an addiction just like that, when actually, like, it takes some time and a bit of a skill, right? Think about it. You've been a Jeffrey for what? 16 years? 18, 20 years? It's gonna take some time for you to stop being a Jeffrey. Of course, it's gonna take some time for you to get rid of these addictions. But this journey from Jeffrey to Adonis is the single best thing that you could possibly do. You go from being that addicted, gooning, insecure, weird, like socially outcast, horny, but deprived Jeffrey, to the guy who is so fulfilled in every area of life, to the guy who lives the dream life for young men, Adonis. You get everything that you want, like the dream life, like everything's good. Every area of life you can think of is fucking top tier. That is the transformation to be fighting for. Jeffrey to Adonis. If there's one thing you spend your time on, if there's one thing you obsess over every single day, you think to yourself, I'm on this journey, Jeffrey to Adonis. I hate being like a Jeffrey, and every part of me that was like a Jeffrey, every single part of me, I am going to kill. I am sick of being that version that the entire world pushed me towards. Even my parents, every movie that I watched, my teachers, even girls, even friends pushed me to be like a Jeffrey. Everyone told me that that was the right way. And when I was a Jeffrey, no one respected me. No girls were into me. I felt lazy and I had no energy and I had no control over my actions. I would relapse with porn. I would relapse with food. I would relapse with all kinds of addictions. There was no winning. There was no virtue in being a Jeffrey, even though everyone tries to convince you that that's okay. When you become more like Adonis, That's when you will experience what real life feels like. Free from all addictions, living the dream life as like a masculine young man, getting the attraction from all the women that you've ever fucking wanted to the point that you've got ultimate abundance, respect from men. You get everything. It's the full package. That's what I offer you when you watch these videos. And the guys who have watched these videos the most, who commit themselves to this path, you see them always popping into the comments telling their story, saying just by watching these videos, they've been able to change the trajectory of their entire lives. That's the path that you're on. And holy fuck, am I excited for you. When I think back to when I was like 17, 18 years old, starting this stuff for the first time in my life, and I was just like a normal, maybe kind of below average young man, jacking off it a little bit, porn a little bit, video games, junk food, whatever. To now, the point where I've got to where it's like, I live my dream life. I am so satisfied and fulfilled in life. What an amazing place to be whilst everyone else works jobs that they don't like and they've got shitty physiques and they hate their dating lives and they're, you know, they're dating a girl they don't even think is that attractive, so they're watching porn in the toilets, like all of the normal life for men. And I've built my dream life by being on this path that I present to you. But of course, you've got to become consistent for this. So how do you become consistent? I'm going to give you an answer that is the truth, but you are not going to be very satisfied with this answer for now. The answer is, just don't quit. Just don't quit. If you don't quit, you are automatically consistent. If you don't quit and you keep doing the thing that you want to do, like weightlifting, for example, if you just don't quit, 5 years from now, you would have been weightlifting for 5 years. And you would have missed a lot of those days. You would have missed the leg day. You would have fucked up on the diet here and there. But you would have been lifting for 5 years. Some weeks it would have been 7 workouts. Some weeks it would have just been 2. But on average, it'd probably equal 4 to 5, which is fucking sick. If you just don't quit. When I was 17 years old, I'm 27 now. When I was 17 years old, within my first handful of gym workouts, I had like supreme awareness to understand how this journey works, Jeffrey to Adonis. I was there like dancing in between sets, you know, I was like hyping up, I was feeling good. And I visualized myself as like a 70, 80 year old man walking into the gym, still lifting weights with like this amazing physique for like an elderly person. I visualized myself never quitting the gym. 10 years later, I have my dream physique. I'm incredibly strong. As long as you don't quit, you are technically consistent. Consistency does not mean that you went for a few days, you took a day off, and that means that you're no longer consistent. Consistency is that we zoom out and we see from the point that you started that habit to now, you've been averaging like 3 sessions a week, 4 sessions a week, sweet. Every now and then you might end up taking an entire week off, which is actually fine as long as you don't quit. If you don't quit, you will become like Adonis. And then you could ask yourself, well, how do you not quit? And the way that I've always found it is to obsess. You can't quit that which you are obsessed over. So obsess, like everyone else here, everyone else who watches these videos, they're obsessed. They watch these videos every single day, every meal they're eating. They'll watch one of my videos because they know that even though you don't need to learn that much more, just the obsession of the Jeffrey to Adonis transformation, listening to it every day, clicking on one of these videos every single day, even going through my old videos every single day, will make you obsess over it to the point that you could not quit. You'll be so hype that whatever habit you feel like you're not very consistent in, you'll stop just being motivated to go. You'll be like, yeah, actually, I kind of want to go do that habit now that Hamza's been hyping it up all the time. As long as you don't quit and you stay obsessed about this Jeffrey to Adonis transformation, you journal about it, you think about it, you watch these videos, you constantly just remind yourself this transformation is so important. This is literally like my life's path is becoming like Adonis and stopping all parts of me that are like a Jeffrey. As long as you stay obsessed over that, you won't quit. And recruit a Jeffrey. You're no longer a Jeffrey anymore. By the fact that you're watching this video, you are no longer a complete Jeffrey anymore. You've made some progress. So it's your turn to recruit a Jeffrey onto this exact same path. Because when you recruit a Jeffrey onto the same path that you're on, you will get more consistent. If you're not consistent in the gym and you get a Jeffrey to start in the gym with you, you'll become more consistent because you'll feel like you can't just like skip the workout that you told him to do himself. If you are watching these videos and you share these videos videos to one of your friends, you'll be watching these videos more because your friend will be mentioning it to you, saying, oh, he just watched Hamza's latest video. He'll ask you questions and you'll be wanting to make sure that you can actually answer them. Recruit leadership. Get other guys onto this path, the guys you care about, the guys who have always been very nice to you. Message them. Tell them about this journey. Tell them about all the habits you've been doing. Get them onto this path. Recruit them onto this journey alongside you. All of these things will skyrocket your consistency so that you stop this depressive pattern where some days it feels like you're doing really well and others you just have this massive rut. That extreme ebb and flow flattens out as you become more obsessed and you recruit more guys onto this path. And ask yourself 500 times a day, what would Adonis do? Click and watch that video.